There was no doubt this young man had talent. He was operating motion pictures at the local opera house in the early 1900s and drawing caricatures of local townspeople between the movies. That led his boss to do something that perhaps set his future career in motion. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bill Schuchert operated an opera house in Chester, Illinois in the early 1900s. One of his young employees was Elsie Seeger.
He worked for Wimpy in the opera house as a motion picture operator, played the drums in the band, changed out the lobby cars.
Debbie Brooks shares the story from her store in that original opera house building. You might have noticed that she referred to Mr. Schuchert as Wimpy. More on that in a moment. But Mr. Schuchert noticed something about his young employee, Mr. Seeger.
In between shows upstairs, Mr. Seeger would draw caricatures on slides, and the audience would guess who he was drawing. So Bill Schuchert saw that he had the talent for drawing, so he signed him up for a cartooning course.
Seeger eventually landed in Santa Monica, California, and began drawing a comic strip based on people he knew from his hometown of Chester, Illinois. His former employer, Mr. Schuchert, became Wimpy in the cartoon we today know as Popeye. People often ask if Rocky Fiegel, the local man who inspired Popeye, was a big spinach eater. It was perhaps the comic creator, Mr. Seeger, who ate the greens.
The story we heard is Mr. Seeger was a sickly kid with leukemia, and his parents grew the spinach, thinking it had healing powers. So that's where he put the spinach in there when he created Popeye.
Mr. Seeger died in 1938, and the locals who inspired characters in the comic strip passed in the 40s and 50s. The opera house where Elsie began drawing still stands.
The building was built in 1875, and the opera house was upstairs, and it's been businesses down here below for years and years.
And in the downstairs of that opera house, you'll find Debbie with her spinach can collectible store and Popeye Museum. But this town had mostly forgotten about Popeye, and Debbie was one of those who helped bring him back to life. How that happened is next time. As we travel the countryside in Chester, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.